This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support.
It's been 100 days since Arnold Schwarzenegger debuted in his new role as governor of California. That followed the historic and controversial recall of the previous Democratic governor, Gray Davis. He was criticized for the state's massive budget deficit, $14 billion. It's now a problem for Mr. Schwarzenegger. To review his performance as governor so far, we're joined by Dan Weintraub. He's political blogger for the Sacramento Bee. Dan, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
And San Francisco Chronicle political writer Carla Marinucci. Hi, Carla.
Thank you, Alex. Thanks for having me.
And tell me, could I ask you both, just give Governor Schwarzenegger a grade so far, a sort of, even though it's only 100 days, let's give him a kind of an interim grade. What do you think?
I think he probably gets about a C-plus based on the accomplishments, but an A for effort.
Carla?
Well, let's put it in movie terms. I think, the action hero governor came in promising action, action, action. So far, we haven't seen it all delivered. I'd say 2 stars on a movie grade, maybe about a B.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like you're both sort of in the same area anyway. Carla, that inaugural speech of the governor's was fairly brief, still quite broad in vision, without a lot of detail.
Yeah, that's right, Alex. I mean, and I think probably where the governor has put in his best performance has been in the area of vision and the way he's delivered to the public. I mean, when we talk about tone, nothing says it more than the commercials that are running in California right now showing Republican Governor Schwarzenegger with Democratic controller Steve Wesley talking about the need to work together to solve California's budget crisis. That's a change in tone, and that's where he's been very, very successful in his first 100 days.
Dan?
Yeah, I would agree, and also in his ability to lay out an ambitious vision for where he wants to take the state. He did some of that during the campaign. He's done more of it since his inauguration and his State of the State and budget presentations. And I think you have a good sense of where he wants to go.
Let me go back to the inaugural address where he did make specific promises, a few of them anyway. Here's something specific that he talked about.
I will sign executive order number 1, which will repeal the 300% increase in a car tax. I will issue a proclamation convening a special session of the legislature to address California's fiscal crisis.
Well, those are 2 things that he's actually done.
Well, he rescinded the car tax on day 1. He was able to do that by executive order. And he called the legislature into special session, and they have put the first pieces of his fiscal recovery plan on the ballot for March 2nd. The decision on that day will actually say a lot about how this administration proceeds from here on out. If he wins on March 2nd, he's on his way. He's still got a lot of work to do, but he's off to a very successful start. If he loses on March 2nd, he's in big trouble.
Carla, looking ahead to March 2nd, I don't know if you can say yet whether Mr. Schwarzenegger's a persuasive enough leader to get these 2 propositions approved by the voters. What do you think?
I think we've seen that in the area of salesmanship, this governor does have a stellar record. I mean, he has been out around the state and really knows how to sell. He said, look, I've sold the worst movies. I know how to do this. I think polls are showing that he is working. He's being successful in that front. The problem is he hasn't delivered the details on this fiscal situation. We don't have enough information from him yet.
He also made a point in that speech of talking about special interests. Here's what he had to say.
I enter this office beholden to no one except you, my fellow citizens. I pledge my governorship to your interest, not to special interests.
The problem is when people get into the office, they find out that the Boy Scouts are a special interest, and, you know, the widows and orphans are a special interest. And how is he doing in that kind of realization of some of the really tricky demands of holding political office, Carlin?
Well, I think he held up that broom in front of the state capitol saying he was going to clean up Sacramento from special interests. But the fact is, he has been a great and aggressive fundraiser. In fact, talking to Gary South, the former advisor to Governor Davis, who told me, gee, I didn't think anybody could make Gray Davis look like a piker, and maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger is. He's, by some accounts, picking up $120,000 a day. So on that area, it's all about who's a special interest. And, of course, Arnold Schwarzenegger defined it as tribal casinos and unions, but he is out there and definitely picking up funds from people who are going to have business and do have business before this day.
I don't know if either of you would feel comfortable answering this question, but looking back on what happened, was the recall the right thing for Californians to do?
Well, I can answer that question because I'm a columnist. Carla might not be able to.
she's an actual reporter.
I think it was the right thing to do. I think the previous governor was failing. I think he was not providing the leadership that this state needed. And we have a constitutional provision that allows the voters to step in between elections and change directions if that's what they decide to do. And that's what they decided to do. And I think the state is probably better off for it today.
Carla?
I think a lot of skeptics believed that it would be the wrong thing to do and that Arnold Schwarzenegger would be a Jesse Ventura type of egotist, joke governor. He has not proved to be that at all. He's brought in a very smart group of people. We still don't know how the story is going to end with regard to the state budget, and that is job one, the reason that he was voted in the first place. But I think right now you'd have to say that Arnold Schwarzenegger has absolutely changed the script up there, and that is no small task.
Carla Marinucci, political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, and Dan Weintraub, who writes the California Insider political blog for the Sacramento Bee. Thank you both for joining us again on Day to Day.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.